Welcome to a World Youth Day podcast brought to you by the Daughters of St. Paul. Don't forget to visit our website at www.daughtersofst.paul.org.au.
Morning prayer for Wednesday, the 16th of July. Generous God, you have sent your Holy Spirit to guard and guide us throughout our life's journey. Help us to receive this Spirit with open mind and heart, and create us anew in the image of your Son, Jesus. Amen.
The Holy Spirit features large in the theme of this year's World Youth Day. Often we don't know how to recognize the Holy Spirit guiding us. But this can take the form of a niggling feeling when a decision has to be made. Or perhaps it might be like an awareness in the corner of our being. We might feel invited by the Spirit into an act of charity or concern for another. Or the Spirit may be that movement in us which tells us that the direction in which we are headed is not true to who we are or in our best interests. We're always given the choice to listen to the Spirit or to turn away. Of course, in discerning the Spirit in our lives, we are never alone, and we may hear the call of the Spirit in the faith of our friends, in our church, or in the gospel itself.
Acclaim the King, the Lord.
Sing a new song to the Lord, for he has worked wonders. His right hand and his holy arm have brought salvation. The Lord has made known his salvation, has shown his justice to the nations. He has remembered his truth and love for the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Shout to the Lord, all the earth, ring out your joy. Sing psalms to the Lord with the harp, with the sound of music, with trumpets and the sound of the horn. Acclaim the King, the Lord. Let the sea and all within it thunder, the world and all its peoples. Let the rivers clap their hands, and the hills ring out their joy. Rejoice at the presence of the Lord, for he comes to rule the earth. He will rule the world with justice, and the peoples with fairness. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Acclaim the King, the Lord.
The scripture reading is from Galatians, chapter 5, verses 22 to 26. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. There is no law against such things. And those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If we live by the Spirit, let us also be guided by the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, competing against one another, envying one another.
In chapter 5 of his letter to the Galatians, St. Paul reminds the community of the freedom they have been given in Christ. In Christ, they are now free to choose what is good and to live this out. They are free to let go of the damaging elements that mark society and to live a Jesus-shaped life. In what areas of my life have I allowed the Spirit to guide my choices?
Let us pray to Christ, who of his fullness gives his people love in return for love. Lord, hear us.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all pilgrims, that through the experience of World Youth Day, they might find the courage to live guided by the Spirit in their everyday life and choices. Lord, hear us.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For leaders in the church and in the world, that they might serve their people with humility, truth, and genuine concern. Lord, hear us.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the development and use of the internet, that people might use the internet to help bring about unity, foster dialogue, and be a source of empowerment for all people. Lord, hear us.
Lord, hear our prayer.
O God, send your Spirit upon us to awaken our hearts and renew our lives in faith, hope, and love. Give us the gifts of your Spirit in the moments of everyday life, so that we may recognize you at each and every turn. Praise to you and your Son Jesus, in whom we live the fullness of life. Amen.